Recording in progress.
Here we go again, my friends, my shenaniganites. I just made that up right now on the fly.
Shenaniganites. Copyright it.
Yes.
And thus our listeners were born, shenaniganites.
Shenaniganites. Welcome one and all to the kingdom of shenanigans. All right. Well, there's your shenanigans for you. Hey, guys and gals, welcome back. As you know by now, my name's Nick. Of course, with me, my West Coast brother from another motherfucking mother, Finny. What's up, bro? It's been a fucking week already, man. And it's only
Tuesday.
Tuesday. When this airs, it'll be like a Monday. But, man, it has been a doozy, my friend.
I mean,
ready for the weekend.
Are we setting ourselves up for this? Because this airs on a Monday, so like the case of the Mondays like seeps into our Tuesday because we're recording on a Tuesday. So we're giving ourselves like a second Monday.
Maybe so. I don't know. I guess we'll find out. Really. We'll find out.
Yeah.
But welcome back everybody. It's super awesome to be here. Great to have you listening. We've got some great feedback from our birthday bash episode. Don't forget the match light. We got some good feedback from that. Everybody loved hearing that birthday story with the car on fire. So we appreciate the feedback from that. Just happy to be back. So Finny, why don't you kick us off, man? What's up with today?
So I think today we should start about. Anyways, we should talk about, you know, it's summertime. People are going to start vacationing again, and what's even bigger with this summer is everything's opening back up, right? Mandates being lifted.
Oh, yeah.
Here in California, today, things are being lifted and back to normal. So people are getting out there, planning their vacations. So, you know, I think today, let's talk about some vacations. Like, you know, where do you want to go now that things are opening?
Where do I want to go? Mine's very simple, right? So I'm up near Asheville, North Carolina. Like, my top destinations are going to be Gatlinburg. Want to get up to Gatlinburg. Want to get up to Nashville. And I think that's probably where we're going to start. It's all fairly close to us. All mountains, you know, lots of good trails, lots of good waterfalls. Got the Smoky Mountains. I think, you know, that's probably one of the short tours that we'll do this summer.
So like, you know, some weekend getaways type of things.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like I don't think I'm quite ready to fly on a plane. If you got to wear a mask, like I can't take the not being able to breathe. And then not to mention I'm fairly claustrophobic, so I wouldn't do well with a mask on a plane, but you know, it is what it is.
I mean, not to mention that your head pretty much touches the ceiling during the whole flight.
Oh, man, listen, as a 6'7 guy, I don't know if any of our listeners are tall, but if you are, I'm 6'7", like 270. And you know how hard it is to piss on an airplane? Do you have any idea? Like, I can't even take a shit on an airplane, Finny, because when I sit down, my knees are out the fucking door. Like, so, you know, you take care of business before you get on the plane. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have a choice. So, you know, so I may pee in a cup. I don't know. Hopefully you're not sitting next to me. But, dude.
So you're not stopping at Starbucks before you board that plane. Like, Starbucks is off the table.
Off the table. It is completely off the table. Yeah, no Starbucks for me. No water. No Gatorade. No Coke, nothing.
In-flight snacks come around. You're like, no, thank you. I'm good. Keep going.
Yep. Move on to the next next sorry bastard next to me, because I ain't taking anything from you.
That, and God forbid, but you had to get off the plane because, like, or not off the plane, but out of the seat to go to the bathroom. Like, yeah, it's like you got to do the duck, but you don't want to, like, lean over like you're looking at the person in front of you seat. But then you also need to, like, squeak by and.
Oh, yeah, man. It's a nightmare. I mean, I think, like, Delta's probably the biggest. Their Airbus is probably the biggest plane I've flown on. It was fairly spacious, but I I don't mind flying. Don't get me wrong. It's just not comfortable for me. Like, I can't. And then you get the asshole in front of you that puts their seat all the way back. Like, you can feel my knees, my bony fucking knees. You can feel them in your back, but yet you think it's okay to jerk your seat back into my kneecaps. Like, no. Tap them on the shoulder. No. Stop. Don't be a douche. There you go. There's the catchphrase.
Don't be a douche. Don't be a douche.
On an airplane.
I think, well, for us, not unfortunately, I shouldn't say that. For us, like, our plans kind of got made for us because, you know, last year, end of the summer, we decided to move from Jacksonville, Florida to California. And so moved all the way to the West Coast. And so now it's like, okay, didn't really get a whole lot of time to say goodbye to some folks, you know? So we want to, like, go and see some people we didn't necessarily get to see before the move and the transition. The other thing is like, I've still got a shit ton of things and 2 storage units in Jacksonville that I got to pack into a truck and drive across country out to a storage unit here in California because we found out we brought some of the wrong things. So, like, I've got 2 pairs of jeans and no dress clothes for, like, jobs or anything. Got a whole bunch of shorts, but none of my dress clothes made it. So, God forbid I got to go to the office because that's not going to happen. So, need to get those. You know, some. I had to buy a new Rodecaster for this podcast because that's in storage.
Yep.
So, you know, gotta bring this stuff out and gotta get that stuff out here. So our big summer vacation is going to be spending time with family, spending time with friends. I'll be working remote a little bit, but we're going to get on a plane, fly out, and be in Georgia, the ATL. Everyone knows that's not my favorite place. for a month. It'll be good though. We'll get to see family and my kid's first time on a plane, so that's gonna be exciting.
Nice.
See the oohs and ahs or the screaming death curdle depending on how this goes.
Zach, I mean, he's 10, he's begging to go on a plane, and for some reason he wants to go to Denver. Like, there's no, I don't know what the reason, maybe it's because I was out there two years ago for work. I don't know.
That makes sense.
But he's got Denver. Yeah, but he's got Denver on his mind, you know, and I'm like, I got half a damn mind right now to see how much I can get a plane ticket for, you know, what, next March or something like that after the snow's gone, because I don't deal with that shit. But,
I mean, that's why you go to Denver, isn't it? Is during the snow, go skiing and stuff? Like, why not go for Christmas? I'd go for
the breweries personally, but yeah, I mean, that wouldn't be a bad idea. That wouldn't be a bad idea. I mean, I think I got some Marriott points left over from my last trip, so might not be a bad idea to look into, but he's dying to go on a plane, so I know tickets I told him you guys were flying out. He's a little jealous. Yeah.
Tickets are cheap, man. We paid like $140 a person to fly from California to Atlanta one way.
Wow.
I mean, yeah. Dude, you can't beat that. Like, one way, $140. Like,
it's awesome.
Like, yeah, I was like, all right, sold, like, let's go. So, yeah, we're gonna be doing some traveling here on a plane with 2 kids.
Since we're on the topic of travel, you've got 2 kids. I've got 2, but one's 22, so, I mean, that doesn't really count anymore. He counts, don't get me wrong, he counts, but the age, that you know, he can handle himself. But so what's the biggest hurdle? Because I know what mine is. What's the biggest hurdle for travel for you guys, right? Like, it's packing. It's getting everything in the car. It's getting to the airport. It's getting down the terminal. Like, what's the biggest pain in the fucking ass for you guys before you travel?
So for us, it is not like Home Alone where you're scrambling last minute. That's not a thing with us. Us, it starts literally a month before. And, yeah. Well, at least this time. Usually it's like 2-3 weeks before maybe, but because we're flying, it's a month before. And it's like, okay, we got to get plane tickets. Okay, who's going to pick us up from the airport? And it's like scheduling, like, okay, what do we need to take care of? And getting the dogs taken care of and just all the little random things, right? A little bit stressful.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, my wife is OCD. Like, she needs a plan and needs everything laid out and perfect, which never happens, especially with my two kids, one of them having ADHD, like myself. So, of course, we go off script constantly, which is probably her biggest pain point. And so, and then it's like, all right, so we're going to be gone. So for us, it's like, all right, we got to get the house clean. Because not only are we gone for a month, but family's coming back with us. So it's like, all right, we got to be able to entertain. So can't leave food in the refrigerator. Got to clean that. And so here's how it starts. We got a plan. We got 3 weeks out. Let's start cleaning. Let's start prepping so we don't have to do this last minute, right? Pretty reasonable.
Yep.
So kids get their room clean. The next day, it's torn to shit. Clothes, toys, everything. It's like, why? Why? Like, you've got a Switch. You've got a TV. We got a swimming pool. We can go to the park. I don't want to go swimming. I want to play my toys. It's summer. You've been begging to go to the pool. Now that you can, you don't want to go to the pool? Yeah. No, you want to destroy the house so I can't get it clean in time for us to take a vacation. No. So then, packing clothes. Start to pack a suitcase, right? Because they don't need all their clothes. Like, we can set aside a little bit of clothes. Nope. They'll go and pull things out. Can't get everything packed. Something's missing. People are melting down and whining. And it becomes this, like, chaotic, stressful situation of, like, why is this so hard? Why is this so hard? Like, we should just clean out the refrigerator. Take one day at a time. Clean out one room. You know, like, vacuum. Have it good to go. Nah. Mm-mm.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
Can't be that easy. Can't. And then something comes up. Somebody throws plans or wrenches. It's like, why are we going to do this? Like, why did you say we would do this? Well, because the kids need to get out of the house. Like, I know, but they're going to be out of the house for the month with the cousins. Like, why are we sitting here going through this? Like, they'll be cooped up in the house for a week. We just need to get things situated. Like, because now we got a week. We're a week out. Like, as we're recording this, we're a week out. We're still in this cleaning, like, trying to prep mode. And it's like they're whining. They don't want to do the things we need them to do, the kids. Wife is like, I'm done. Yep. I can't deal with them because they're being a pain in the butt. Like, you know, kids are. I love them to death. They're great kids. But, you know, they pick the moments. They pick the worst moments to do this stuff. And so it's like, are you kidding me? Like, come on. Like, can we have this one time where everything goes as planned? So that's what I'm dealing with.
Yeah. No, you can't. You can't. You can't have it. I don't think anybody can. I mean, our biggest thing actually is very similar to yours. But right, getting the house clean, because we don't want to have a ton of shit laying around when we get home. We want to come home. We want to throw our bags down and we want to sit on the fucking couch and veg out and watch TV.
Right.
Like that's it.
I mean,
that's it. So yeah, ours is cleaning the house. I mean, packing is pretty simple. I mean, Zach's 10 now. So he'll throw a bunch of outfits in a bag and then he's ready. Like I have 5 pairs of basketball shorts and 7 t-shirts. Bam, in a bag. It's ready. You know what I mean? My wife's similar. Like, she doesn't have a whole lot of fucking clothes because we work from home. Like, I don't need a suit anymore. I don't need all of this stuff. So we have a very minimal amount of clothing that we actually wear. And so we just fucking throw it in 2 bags and we're out the door, man. So when Zach was younger, that was an issue. That's not an issue anymore.
Oh, because then
the biggest one for us is just cleaning.
You got the pack and play. You got the diaper bag. You got the extra change of clothes. Like, yeah, those days, we're even worse.
Toys. Oh, yeah. Oh. Bottles.
Okay, hold milk, on.
Formula.
Toys, right? So all of a sudden you pick up a suitcase and you hear jiggle, jiggle, jiggle. Like, what's in here? This is not clothes. You open it up and it's a suitcase full of effing toys. It's like, where's your clothes? Well, I packed toys for us to take with us. Your grandparents are going to probably buy you toys. Like, I'll buy you toys. We're not flying with toys. Why are they in the effing suitcase? Are you kidding me? Like, where's your clothes? Like, what are you going to do? Run around naked or wear one pair of clothes the whole time? No. Yep. Oh, and the other thing.
Run around naked holding Captain America up in the air.
Well, so here's the other thing, right? You got it easy. Like, all right, we've got to go to church, so our kids have to have some nice, like, buttoned up or polo because grandparents want to take them to church, and you know, we go to church, so we're good with that. But you know, that adds extra stuff you got to pack. You got to have nice church clothes to be able to go while you're out there for that long. And so, it's not like we can just throw a bunch of clothes in there and be like, oh, they'll be fine. Like, nope, we got to pack bathing suits because they're going to go swimming. We got to pack clothes for them to go to church. We got to pack play clothes because they're going to get them, like, dirty and ripped up. We got to pack nice clothes because someone's going to take us out to dinner at some point during the whole ordeal. So it's like, it's not like you can pack just whatever and throw it into a suitcase. We have to be purposeful about everything we pack. But we got limited space because you get one carry-on and one backpack type item to go under your seat at the airplane.
Yep. Yep. That's a fact. That's a fact. Like I said, we don't plan on flying anywhere, but I don't know. It'll be nice once you get out here though. Be good to see you face to face again. It's been what, year and a half, I think ish, maybe even longer than that. Shit.
I think right around the time of the pandemic.
Well, no, it's been about,
Right before, yeah. Right after?
Yeah, because it was right before we moved in June, yeah. Yep.
So a little over a year.
Yeah. So it'll be nice to maybe do an in-person podcast. I know we've mentioned it before in a couple of previous episodes, so we don't need to go over that again. But yeah, man. So, I mean, the travel's a big thing. I don't see us doing anything more than a weekend. You know, like we may even come down and see you guys in Georgia. I mean, we're 3 hours away. You know what I mean? So it, for us, we could even do a day trip. Like,
yeah.
Fucking leave at 8, be there by 11, and then, you know, leave at 8 at night and be home by 11. You know what I mean? So we don't really have any big summer plans. There's so much for us to do around here. I mean, you know, like I said, I shouldn't say I've been to the Smokies. That's where I got our Christmas tree. But I didn't actually get to explore the Smokies, right? So there's tons of waterfalls, tons of parks, tons of everything. So that's going to be one of our big summer excursions.
You know, we tried to plan a trip to Florida, right? Because we're like, oh, we got to go down to get our storage, and my wife's got to do some things for work, and so we're like, you know, let's plan like a family trip. Like, let's go to Panama City Beach, or, you know, like, let's go down to Universal Studios. And like, all that fell apart. And we were thinking, oh, come on, like, can we still do Panama? Cause then, you know, maybe we do like a fishing charter and go deep sea fishing, or maybe we do some snorkeling or some diving or something. But, you know, that didn't really pan out. But, you know, kind of speaking of snorkeling and deep sea diving, I think you've got a story to share from something you read.
Yeah. So in fact, Lisa brought it up to me, and it was a fella out in Cape Cod, and he was doing lobster diving, right? He was diving for lobster.
Hey, those Maine lobsters, I don't know if everybody's man.
Yeah, dude. But apparently he was diving and a whale decided to put him in its mouth. And I think it was a humpback, if I'm not mistaken. So this dude is inside a whale's mouth. And I was reading the article, and it said something like he looks like you're getting ready to do something. So I didn't even know if I should continue my conversation.
No, keep going.
Okay. But he said he started reaching around while he was in the whale's mouth, and he didn't feel any teeth. Well, then apparently the whale was like, oh, this ain't food. So it spit him out. Like, how crazy is that? Can you imagine diving for food, diving for lobster, and then all of a sudden, everything goes black. Just black. Nothing around.
You know?
I can't imagine. And he said he came out with some injuries, but nothing like life-threatening. It's insane.
You know, he knows how Jonah and Pinocchio both felt.
That's a fact. That's a fact. I mean, it just, like, I read that and I had to look twice because Lisa showed it to me. And I was like, we were sitting on the couch watching, what the hell did we watch? Hell's Kitchen. That's what we were watching.
Nice.
And she was like, hey, look at this. And I was like, she had said it out loud. And I was like, no fucking way. I was like, you're full of shit. And sure enough, like WLOS, the news station up here in Asheville, or it's Greenville, whatever, put it up on their Facebook page. And so I read the article and I was like, I can't imagine, like, in Jack's, like, we had to worry about sharks, right? They're going to take your fucking arm off.
Yeah.
I mean, they're
bull sharks, great, you know, most whites, of them
are predators. Yeah. Right. So it's like, I can't imagine just minding my own shit and then getting swallowed up by a fucking whale. It doesn't, I can't compute it.
In the belly of a whale.
Which is awesome. Right. I don't know what that was. That was the weirdest fucking sound you just made.
I don't know.
But I'm going to let you have it. But yeah, that was kind of my, one of my shenanigans stories for tonight, man. I saw that and I was like, dude.
So,
and again, I just can't imagine that happening. I can't imagine. And I'm sure it does. I mean, there's whales everywhere, but you know, like you see all the time, the Alaska boats are going out and whales tip that shit over, but never heard of any of them putting them in their mouth. It's insane.
I mean, where do you think Pinocchio came from? That whole story. I mean, probably from some sort of truth where somebody had that same experience.
I'm going to guess not.
I don't know, man. Like, I mean,
I don't know either.
It can't be the first time this has happened. I mean,
It probably isn't. But, you know, everything's mainstream media now. So, I mean, hey, it's out there. But cheers to you, buddy, for surviving that, because that's a fucking, I can't even imagine it. I think my beer's empty, but I'll cheers you.
I think he needs a round of applause.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that was kind of my shenanigans story for the night there. I just something I wanted to bring up because you just don't see it every day. Like it's so random. I don't know.
That kind of brings me something that came out of here. So they did a whole like news article and report on great white sharks out in California. And apparently like, you know, everyone knows about great white sharks up in Northern California, right? They're, you know, that's Seal Island,
yep,
up near San Francisco, very deadly.
Yep.
Got to be careful. But in Southern California, this guy took a drone and was like just out like viewing SoCal. And there's all these surfers and people out there, and there's these baby great whites all around people. Like literally like right underneath the surfers. And you're like, holy cow, that's crazy. Like, I don't ever want to get in the water. However, what they were saying was great whites in SoCal, majority of them are juvenile. And so they don't feed on like seals and everything yet. They're feeding on like the smaller fish. Mm-hmm. And this is where like the larger great whites come, they give birth, and then they take off. So they give birth in the warmer water, leave their babies behind and go somewhere. So you have all these like juvenile great whites that are just still learning and feeding, and no shark attacks, nothing really ever happens, like because they're just baby sharks and like humans are too big to eat. But I was like, that is kind of crazy because not growing up, but living in Florida and all the sharks and stuff that you heard and see, like bull sharks are so aggressive, everything is very vicious, that it was like, wow, that's kind of crazy to see how often they're out there, how close they come to people, and how very little shark attacks you see out there.
Yeah, that's crazy. So speaking of sharks, hey, we're going way off our topics tonight, guys. Way off our topics. But speaking of sharks,
let's go down the rabbit hole.
My favorite time of the year
is coming
in July.
That's right.
Shark Week. I am so excited. I was not happy with last year's Shark Week. I thought it was pretty lame. I did love Shaquille O'Neal diving with the sharks. I thought that was fantastic in the aquarium and all that. Thought that was great. But yeah, man, I love like, that's like our family thing, right? So when Shark Week's on, I mean, it's like we're dinner on the couch, Discovery Channel's on, we're watching Shark Week. If there's one animal in this world that intrigues me more, I'd be utterly surprised. But I love sharks. I love sharks. And I've been too close to sharks in Jacksonville. But, dude, it's my favorite time of year. It's my favorite time of year.
So, speaking of sharks, like, okay, so I was never big into Shark Week until we were roommates living in Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And
yep.
When you watched Shark Week for the first, like, that was my first time watching Shark Week. Before it was like...
You were a Shark Week virgin.
I was. That means you popped my cherry.
Amazing. It does. Hey, you know what? 20 plus years of friendship, bro. It happens. Okay? It happens.
Wow.
Anyway, go on before we get way off the rails.
This is taking a turn. So that was the first time I ever watched Shark Week, but now, like, it's kind of a ritual. Like, continued it on, watch it with my kids. Like, they enjoy Shark Week. I will say, we didn't even watch it last year. All the craziness and stuff, like, there's just so much going on. Like, it just wasn't a thing. So I'm kind of excited for it for this year. But you learn so much with Shark Week. Like, it's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
But.
Yeah. I love it. I love it.
Makes me want to take trips to,
literally watch.
Cape Town. Like, South Africa. Like, see the great whites, like, doing the air jaws things. Like, that would be
air
amazing.
Jaws. Yeah, man. Yeah, I agree. It would be really cool to see something like that in person. I mean, I know, like, I think I've told you this story before, but when Zach was real little, we were out at Jack's Beach. He was probably two, but we were out at Jack's Beach, and it was low tide, so I had taken him out to the sandbar, and there was a big puddle of water there, and so he's sitting there splashing. And so I hear the lifeguard blowing the whistle, and I look back, and he's kind of like giving the wave, right? If you're on YouTube, you can see me waving. Go subscribe to YouTube. But I see him
hashtag
waving, and I'm like,
yeah,
it is. Absolutely. Why not? Fuck it. I was like, hey, you know, like, what's up? Because he couldn't hear me. He was way off, you know, whatever. And sure enough, man, I turn around to look at Zach, and I shit you not. So it was literally a puddle of water. There was the sandbar, and then right below or right behind was deeper water. And dude, this fin comes up out of the fucking ocean and swims right behind Zach. And it, you know, he was safe with the sandbar, but man, that you talk about a close call with a shark. That's probably as close as I've gotten. And I didn't panic. I simply got him up and I said, all right, buddy, time to go in. And so we walked back to shore, but holy shit, dude, you want to talk about a grown man pissing himself? That was my piss yourself moment. That was it.
I could imagine. Well, because in Florida, you kind of get those aggressive, like, bull sharks that come in, and, like, those things will tear you up. So.
Yeah. Well, even black tips. I mean, I think black tips were real, and still are real big in in Jack's, you know, right at Jack's Beach there by the pier. And, you know, they're not, like, vicious. I don't think any shark is vicious, right? We're in their home. We're in their house. You know, we're invading their territory. So they don't know that we're fucking human. They just think we're food, you know, or, you know, my shiny pasty leg in the water shines because I'm so fucking pasty.
You look like a silver fish.
Oh, ooh. Exactly. Yeah. So I'm shiny and they fucking go for me, whatever. But, yeah, I think that's important to say. Like, I mean, you know, it's their home, but, yeah, I mean, black tips are real big there. A buddy of mine caught one not too long ago, and released it. So, but they've bitten quite a few people at Jack's Beach too, but you know, like I said, we're in their home, man. It's like up here, the bears, you know, I mean, essentially like, yes, I'm in a house, but you know what? You can have the rest. Just don't come up by my porch again.
So,
please.
With so this is completely like off topic, but kind of on topic at the same time. So, do you remember? Okay. Well, you probably don't, but Universal Studios used to have this Jaws ride in Florida, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you used to get on a boat and they do the whole like Jaws and the shark would pop out at you, right? It's no longer there. It's gone. Like, whatever. We went to Universal Hollywood Studios, and they have this backlot tour ride, right? And so you get on this bus, and it drives around, takes you through, like, the studio lot, does a tour, And then it stops off at these little stops. One of the stops is kind of a, I don't know if they used it in the filming or not, or if it's just a replica, but it's like the Jaws scene that used to be at, well, not used to be, it's probably the same one. They just rebuilt a same type of thing, whatever. But like the bus pulls up, stops, and you see like the diver pop up and you see the shark pop up and like it's the whole Jaws experience. And I was like, I thought that was gone forever, but it's still there, and it's at Universal Hollywood. And for me, that's a very nostalgic moment of one of my favorite like rides and things as a kid. And I thought my kids will never experience this, but it's still here. And that was one of the coolest things that we got to do in Universal a couple weeks back.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, that's one of my, I mean, that movie's in my top 10.
Oh yeah.
Of all time. I mean, Jaws is like, I'll watch it right before Shark Week. And then I'll probably watch it again after Shark Week. You know what I mean? Like Zach, I showed him probably at too young of an age, Jaws, but like he loves it now. Like it's, that again is a staple, just like Shark Week is. We watch Jaws during Shark Week. I mean, it's, you know, it's just a classic, man. You can't beat it. That's why I love the classics. I love them.
I mean, it's like watching like Aliens and, you know, different things during Halloween, right? You just got to do
it. Oh, yeah.
James Bond during Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, Nightmare Before Christmas during Halloween and Christmas. I mean, that's a big one for us. I mean, we watch it both.
Yeah, Disney really cashed in on that because they get two holidays to promote that and send out merchandise.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they were smart as shit. And, I mean, Tim Burton's a genius, too. I don't want to go too much into the movies because I don't know where we're at for time. But, yeah, I mean, that's where the classics come into play for us. I mean, there's certain times a year we like to watch certain things. You know, Alien, like I always watch Alien on Alien Day, which I think is April
426. That's right.
LB 426.
That's right.
Yep.
They did a showing of Alien and Aliens, back-to-back showing at a theater, and one of my coworkers went to it, and I was like, I am so jealous you got tickets to that. I don't know if it was a drive-in or an actual theater. I think it was a drive-in. I think that was all that was open, but they got to see Alien and Aliens on a drive-in theater. Dude, we got drive-ins out here.
Oh.
We got drive-ins out here that are still open. Like, that's amazing.
I think there's one. I think there may be one close to us-ish. But the cool thing is that all the breweries around here, because we have a ton of them, because I talk about beer all the time, because I love it, and I love breweries. But they'll do, like last Halloween, we went to Bold Rock Brewery, which is just down the street from our house, and they were showing Hocus Pocus. So, like, we took the kids, you know, us and the neighbors, we took all the kids, we took some blankets, we took some, you know, folding chairs, all that good stuff. And dude, we sat outside, we drank beer, and we watched Hocus Pocus. The kids got to do their thing. Like, there was a big field out there. So, like, that's what's exciting too, man. Like, to see it in that
environment,
kind of atmosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like the drive-in. Like, I miss the drive-in. And I got to see if we have one up here. I'm not sure if we do or not.
Yeah, the drive-ins were really fun. Like, some of my most favorite memories was like, I remember going to a drive-in as a kid. Like, it was so much fun. And then I remember finding drive-ins that were still around as a teenager. And I used to go and like go to the drive-in still because they were still around like in some places. But yeah.
Seems like they're a dying breed now. Rest in pieces, friends.
You know, they were. I kind of feel like they're making a comeback because they're very social distance friendly.
Yeah, they are. They are.
So,
and, well, I mean, shit, fucking Walmart's opened their parking lots for movie screenings during COVID. So, like, I mean, it could come back. I hope it does.
It could.
It'd be fantastic.
It could.
Tailgate down, cooler of beer, let the kids run around, watch
speaking,
a movie. Done.
Speaking of Walmart, didn't you tell me the other day that there's a Walmart that's going completely, like, self-checkout?
Yeah, and I will tell you, I wasn't sure I wanted to get into this one tonight because I got some pretty strong feelings. But, in Fayetteville, Arkansas, They're testing out a Walmart location to go fully self-checkout. No more cashiers.
All you under 21 college kids and high school students, like, that's your ticket right there. Like, go in, buy the beer, and run out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a fact. That's a fact. But the main part for me, and I didn't want to get into this tonight, but we might as well since we're already on it. How many jobs are you taking away from people?
Yeah.
How many jobs? How many jobs are you taking away from people? I mean, I worked for a major retailer. I'll never say the name on here, but I worked for a major retailer. And they started going to automated things too. I get it. Like, oh, you have to go with the times. But not when it's about people's livelihoods, man. You know what I mean? I can't get behind an all self-checkout thing. You want to have a couple of lanes of it, fine. But like, it just, I don't know, dude.
They could never do that here.
No, and I don't think they could do it here either. You know, I don't know where Fayetteville, Arkansas is. It's probably the smallest fucking city known to man. But still, like, even in a small city or town, how many jobs are you taking away?
Well, you got to look at
that's my biggest beef with it.
You got to look at controlled substances and different things like that. Like in California.
Oh, yeah.
You cannot go to self-checkout with alcohol. And so this was culture shock to me. In Atlanta, they never sold beer on Sundays, right? Off limits.
Right. Correct.
Florida, you can buy beer on Sundays. Great. California, like, you can buy beer and liquor at a grocery store. Like, I go to my Ralph's, which is like a Kroger. I can buy a handle of Crown, Jameson, whatever the case may be. I can buy a bottle of liquor at the grocery store. However, you cannot go through the self-checkout. You have to go through a regular line. So, like, and I see why, because you'd have a bunch of, like, 18-year-old kids running through with a bunch of bottles, like, poking in, like, random dates or paying the guy at the cash register to let them, like, run with a bunch of beer. So, like...
Exactly.
I don't see how that's going to work out.
I don't either. I don't either. And, I mean, they're getting, you know, there's places, retailers that are starting, like... to have robots stock their shelves, you know, and Walmart has them already cleaning their floors, you know, things like that. I mean, you know, people are having a hard enough time. Actually, that's not necessarily true. I'm not going to get into it.
No, save it for another time.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yep. Not going to do it. I'm sorry. I know I really like, I had some energy going, guys, but I really feel like now's not the time.
No.
Because it just takes me. No, I don't think so. It takes me into a place where people aren't working now, right? There's a shit ton of people that are hiring, at least here. You know, I know they are in Florida. I've still got family in Florida.
Fast food all across and restaurants? The country.
Small businesses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Small businesses of all kinds are dying to get people. But our fucking government is giving out so much fucking money that nobody's going back to work. They're making more money off unemployment. And you know what? More power to you. If you're making more money off unemployment, more power to you. This is not hating on you at all. It isn't.
No.
I'm just saying the government needs to step the fuck aside and say, okay, time to get back to work. Because otherwise, these small businesses, and I work with small businesses on a daily basis, these small businesses are going to go under. And it's going to be quick. Going to be lickety split. That's why I didn't want to go into this, because now I'm fired up.
On the next episode of Misguided Shenanigans, Nick goes on his soapbox regarding small businesses.
There it is. Well, I mean, I just did it. I don't need to do it on the next episode, too. I can if you want. I mean, people seem to love my rant so far. So there you go. There's your rant for this episode. But I just, you know, we got to get people back to work. We got to save these small businesses, man. It's the heart of America. Yep. As cliche as it sounds, it's the heart of fucking America. You know, I'm surrounded by small businesses here, and that's all I go to. Is small businesses up here.
It's a big thing in California. There's a lot of, like, dude, like the taco trucks and the taquerias and which are amazing, by the way. I've never had better tacos in my life than being out here. But there's a lot of, like, small businesses out here and you know, people that thrive on business and a lot of restaurants. Restaurants are a big thing. Like, I don't know about you.
Oh, yeah.
I love going to a really nice restaurant, getting some really good food, and I feel like they're going to suffer the most because how can you keep a restaurant open if you don't have the people to serve the food? Even though you have the best chef in town, like, if you don't have people to be able to serve, like, it kind of hinders your ability, so.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. I mean, we went, and then I'll stop because I know we got to wrap, but we went to a place over here. It's called Post 25. I mean, it is a phenomenal restaurant. The fish and chips are probably the best I've had. And I compare those to Disney's or Epcot's fish and chips, which are, oh, dude, I'm telling you right now, Post 25 got them beat. And I love my Disney, but Post 25 got them beat. But, like, you know, we went in there last weekend for dinner. And, you know, I mean, we had to wait. There's one server for the entire, because they're not open fully. They're still, like, social distancing tables. But we were one of two tables. And there was one server, you know, and so the food took about 45 minutes-ish to an hour to get done. So, you know, Zach was all pissy. And I wasn't because I know the situation. But, like, it's that sort of stuff that, you know, they're not going to get someone like me in there. They're going to get somebody in there that's like a fucking prick. And, you know, say, well, fuck you. I'm never coming here again. Well, I will, because I know it's fucking good. I don't care if I have to wait an hour. I don't care if my kid has to wait an hour. He'll fucking survive. He's 10. He's fine. He's fucking fine. Anybody knows it. But, you know, it's that sort of shit, dude, that really gets my blood boiling, man. I can't. It seems like common sense to me. And apparently it isn't, or it escapes most people.
With that said, I feel like we need to end on a happy note. So I've got some friends.
Sounds good.
That I'm, to be honest, I don't know, to be a little envious, a little jealous, you know, kind of pissed off, be like, hey, where's my ticket? But we've got some friends of ours who they got reservations for Hell's Fucking Kitchen in Vegas for September. What? For their anniversary. I'm like, why couldn't you invite us along? We're like 6 hours away. I'll drive for that shit. And they're going to get to eat at Gordon Ramsay's restaurant.
Wow.
Just saying, little jealous. Like, come on, little heads up next time. Like, you know who you are. Not going to call you out, but it's their anniversary. I get it. But, you know, still, like, I am jealous. My wife's jealous. She's like, why don't we get to go to Hell's Kitchen?
Well, how is this ending on a happy note here? This isn't ending on a happy note. You're not getting to go to Hell's Kitchen.
No, but somebody is. But it's somebody is.
Yeah, it's happy for them. Yes. It's happy for them.
And no, they're celebrating their anniversary there. So good for them. They got reservations. I mean, it's a happy time for somebody, just not me.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Enjoy. And I want to know how it goes because I want to go there someday too.
I want to see Gordon Ramsay, like, throw a plate and be like, this is fucking awful to somebody. Like, that's what I want to see.
Yes.
And then eat the good food. And then.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Live my life, like, always chasing, like, why can't you cook it like they did? You know?
Oh, I will never chase that because I know I won't ever cook like them. So.
Well, guys, that's about all we have for tonight. I don't know where we started or where we ended up. We went down a major rabbit hole. If you like it,
yeah, we did.
Subscribe to that YouTube channel. Get your fix. Follow us on Facebook at Misguided Shenanigans. Email us at misguidedshenanigans@outlook.com.
Yep.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram. Again, going back to YouTube at Misguided Shenanigans. Please follow us. Again, over the summer, got some exciting things coming, website, different things. Going to put us out there. We're going to change up the format, too, a little bit, I think. We got some feedback that we want to make it a little more personal, add our personalities and ourselves into it, which, you know, why not?
More rants. People said they wanted more rants. I'm your guy.
Nick's going to get on the soapbox. Maybe that's the next episode. Let's go. The soapbox.
There you go.
Other than that, you guys have a wonderful evening, afternoon, morning. I don't care. Just get into some shenanigans.